Hi, everybody. Welcome to AITA Pod. I am Danny Vega, joined today by my lovely, lovable co-host, Sarah Levine.
How come you said that with like a question mark?
Danny Vega? I just don't know anymore, you know? Like, what is real? That was me when I was 19. I was very philosophical, you know? Like, how can we really know? Like, when is a heap, you know?
A what?
A heap, dog. You never fuck with a heap? A
heap. Is so this like your high voice?
No. No, this is really a philosophical paradox. If you take a heap, for instance, a heap of sand.
H-E-A-P, yes.
That's right. And then you remove one grain of sand. Is that still a heap?
Think so.
Of course. But if you keep taking grains of sand, eventually it will no longer be a heap. So what, yes. When does it become a heap?
Grains of sand, a lot. You have to do that for a long time.
Sure. But the paradox is, when is a heap? You know? Is it 3? Is it 5 grains? Countless? When does it? Well, countless, that's not a number. And that is the point of philosophy, to figure out what is a heap and what is a non-heap.
I would have not survived in this major.
Yeah, philosophy filled with interesting puzzles. You know, here's another one, Sarah. The claim, this is hard to explain. Suppose the claim is that all ravens are black.
Mm-hmm.
There is a paradox that says a non-raven that is not black is evidence that all ravens are black.
It doesn't make any sense. A different type of bird that's not black?
Anything. Any non-raven that is non-black is evidence that all ravens are black.
But that doesn't make sense.
I mean,
at all.
You're saying that. The thing
is, a totally
is,
different thing being not that thing proves that everything is that thing? How?
Hempel describes the paradox like this. If something is a raven, then it is black. If something is not black, then it is not a raven.
That kind of makes sense, but also seems kind of stupid.
I mean, I think that sums up philosophy. It's sort of like the whole point of everything, but also, mate, you talk about ravens still? We're 3 minutes into the podcast with the ravens.
You're also like, yeah, an apple is not a raven, and it doesn't really matter what color it is because it's a totally different thing.
Let me say this. The philosophers are a threat to our society. Can you even say that with a straight face? Can we name a more marginal group? Maybe poets, but really, they have not really getting cited very much these days, ye old philosophers.
Are we having like new young hip philosophers like come out and break out on the scene? Like,
there is one.
Has there been development in the field?
That's a problem with these philosophers. They come up with this little trick and you're like, what the fuck is going on? Why am I now looking at a white dove and thinking all ravens are black? Fuck you, philosophy.
Yeah, I am good. That sounds like not even close to my cup of tea at all. But thank you for sharing that with me.
I don't know if I believe your thanks, but I appreciate it. Felt good to say it. I studied philosophy and that's everything I learned, more or less. That's about it.
That's two good things. And
you know what I like about you, Sarah? You are a non-black, non-raven.
Grasping at straws with this philosophy. Should I read you a bad poem from creative writing class? No.
There is
one that's really good about this guy who eats his roommate's plums, and it's hilarious.
This is in your class?
No, in my college, since we're talking about college majors.
Oh, when you were in school, not graduate school.
Yes.
And you remember a poem that someone wrote.
He wrote a really funny poem about eating all his roommates or eating all somebody's plums.
I actually have it right here. Okay, here we go. AITA for eating my roommate's plums. Okay,
that's
not very
funny.
Poetic. But
that's funny.
So you were going on school?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't have any juice there.
I think we got no juice, you know?
Sorry,
I'm
guys.
Like perpetually single.
It's a juiceless app.
Sarah is in a happy relationship. Like, what do we got to do,
people? It's boring. I know, we're boring.
I'm tired of hinging. I guess I do it every now and again. I just can't really care. I can't bring myself to care.
I don't blame you.
Maybe I'll go read negative reviews just to feel something. I don't know.
Don't bring me into it. I don't want to know.
I'm okay. Joking, people. Please rate, review, subscribe. Join us on Patreon, patreon.com/AITAPod. Weird, weird beginning, guys. In fact, I think this kind of opener for me sets a bad, bad stage. Because
we kind of bombed. Let's, I might do another open mic, though. I guess that's my juice.
There we go. You bomb the bomb here, bomb the open mic. Bombs all the way through.
Thanks so much.
You got any new jokes?
Confidence. I'm working on them, but the thing is, like, I don't think they're good. So I'm like, I don't really want to go up there.
Yeah, you got to do it. We got any premises
like,
you can
to
share?
Bomb. And I'm like, what if I somehow never do? I know that's impossible.
That is such a beginner comic concept.
Not that I think I'm so good, but I'm like, what if I just choose so sparingly?
Well, then you're not doing comedy. I mean, I guess, yeah.
I mean,
that's
yeah, I know it's
bomb.
Really stupid.
Yeah, you could argue some people have never bombed as they've never done it, you know?
That's
you got
philosophy.
Any premises?
Trying to do more like just personal self-deprecating stuff because I feel like that's the stuff where I can feel confident that nobody else is saying it because who the hell else? I mean, sometimes it's possible, but it's kind of like, okay, who the hell else is making this very specific joke about like being a fraternal triplet and looking nothing alike?
I never heard a single joke that started with, so I'm a fraternal triplet.
Thank you.
And when you're a fraternal triplet, your podcast co-host will bring it up and make jokes like, do you all have the same thoughts? Or do you still love them the same, even though they're evil clones? And I am
literally
sick of it. I'm writing the bit for you.
Thank you. It's not funny, but it is just the truth.
Yeah, I mean, I think being a triplet is funny because, you know, I mean, it's even though you're not the same, you're all born on the same day. What a heck
right.
of a day for mom, if I can say. See, these are all the jokes you shouldn't tell. Everything I'm saying is what you should not do.
Thank you. Oh, man, I got to delete my whole set then.
Being a triplet's weird because it's like if I die, will my parents even miss me? There's two more of us.
My God.
You know? What do you have on it?
I have. Okay, here's what I have.
Here we go.
I grew up as a fraternal triplet in the time of Parent Trap, so don't ever say I never went through anything, okay?
I like that.
Thank you. I never got to switch places. I just got harassed on the bus. That shows you how much my school was lacking in diversity.
You got harassed on the bus because you were a triplet?
Yes.
I need that explained. Why? What is the nature? How does the harassment go?
I mean, it wasn't even really harassment, so that's just me being dramatic. But like every time we would get off the bus, this one bitchy girl would just be like, bye, triplets, like every single day.
That goes in the joke. We need that specific.
Okay, I'll put
Shut
it in.
Shut the fuck up, Katrina, okay? I know we are technically triplets, but you don't need to call it out, okay? I don't call you out as weird girl who always wears green. So stop it.
Yeah, something like that. I was thinking of going into like how that's almost it's like a diss because it's so unimaginative, but at the same time, like also very good because I feel like you're insulting multiple generations at once somehow. I don't know. There's something there.
Multiple generations. You're all in the
same
gen.
You're insulting
gen.
My parents. You're insulting me.
Hmm.
I don't know what it is about it, but like, what?
I think you're reaching with the generations. I think I could say this. It's one word that is somehow insulting to three people. That's pretty impressive. That's very.
That's
the word economy of that is pretty good. I actually think Katrina, she might be a poet.
Sorry.
Wow.
That's so funny.
Wow, I'm getting transcribed, guys. What an honor.
That's pretty good. There's something about it, though. It's just like...
Triplet!
Girls can make anything sound mean. Just
by
saying
triplets.
Yeah.
What's literally. That trash talk like? Oh, my God. I hate hanging out with them. It's like... They're all like...
So different. So not true. If you took one glance at us, at even two of us, you don't even need a third to put the picture together.
That what? They're
we're nothing alike.
They're nothing alike. We're triplets, but we're nothing alike. Like, I'm a journalism student and my sister is a goth and my brother is dead. I don't know. That's probably not the joke, but you get it. Really just kind of.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we'll workshop that.
I mean, I think what's the most unexpected aspect of being a triplet, you know?
Some people say that one of us is a boy. People are always surprised by that.
Oh, yeah, that is a little surprising. Yeah, I feel that.
Well, then people will ask. They'll find out that we're two girls and a boy and then be like, are you identical or fraternal? And I have to just look at them for a beat.
There we go. Yeah, put that quote in there. That's good.
Okay.
That's good. So you guys are triplets? Are you saying that you guys are all non-black, non-ravens? Because that's a lot of non-raven. All ravens are black. Who the fuck fucking was that ravens. Guy?
Oh, my
Who
God.
Who was he? Well, I, for one, can't wait till Sarah's next stand-up set. I think Sarah's going to be, you know, more famous than me at stand-up as soon as she does an open mic, because I haven't even done stand-up this year. Wow, I just said that. Thank yeah, you. I'm kind of ashamed. I'm kind of ashamed. I've been focusing on work, okay? I've been focusing on my job, okay? Self, leave me alone.
Well, next time you come to New York, we'll go to an open mic.
I don't know.
If you have time to see me that day.
I don't know. I want to see you. I don't know if I'm going to open mic.
First dim sum, then maybe open mic.
Yeah. Dim sum is where it's at. But you know where else it's at, folks? This episode, we got one heck of an ep for you today. I don't care if you're a triplet in the audience. I don't care if you're a doublet. What do we call that? Two twins? They're a couplet? Quadruplet? That's a quad? Quintuplet? Yeah. Sextuplet? Octuplet? Yeah, I guess that gets boring. That didn't go anywhere. Don't put that in the set. I don't care who you are listening to this. You could be a raven. You could be a non-raven. You could even be a dreaded, okay, non-black raven. Now, that fucks up the whole damn philosophy. That's it. Kill Socrates God. With a gun. He drank poison. That's how he died. We got one heck of an ep for you
what
today,
are we
people.
Doing? Okay.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just letting it go, Sarah. You know what I mean? We gotta, okay. we gotta be free for. I'm so lonely. We got, I guess, the verdict for you guys. I believe, Sarah,
oh
isn't
God.
This true? I haven't lost for some time. I believe we drew on
yeah,
guess the verdict.
Yeah, you've been
XL.
At least on heating up for to use beer pong terms.
There we go. There we go. NBA Jam terms for my deep cut people in the back of the room. Here we go. AITA for not wanting to be Little Miss Perfect.
No, NTA.
NTA.
His parents with their expectations are.
Is wrong.
God damn it.
OP17F, she's mom's favorite. Now they got two sisters. She's not like them though, Sarah. Okay, because they use drugs.
I know what that's like.
Right? They wanted mom's money. Mom always complaining. OP faced high expectations. Mom demanded at least B's, graduate, go to college. Okay, OP then got C's and D's. She blamed her inability to study and cruddy teachers. OP then claimed that mom's body language has changed. That was kind of a weird detail.
Okay, what?
Right? She then threatens OP with school camp. I've never heard of school camp, but
school camp.
Bad.
What do you mean,
school
like camp. Summer school? They just flipped it and reversed it. I
there we
that.
Go. Call me Missy Elliott, people.
Truly
blames OP's phone and the friends, and then when her report card came out, I guess mom made her block all of her friends. Then OP takes a shot, saying, "Quote." Or not quote, but it's mom's behavior. That's why she can't keep a husband or have her own kids around. Yikes, Aroni.
Hold on. How did we get here?
OP's mom made her block all her friends, and then OP took a shot at mom.
Oh, wow. Okay.
OP's mom then threw a flip-flop, which I can say is kind of one of the classic mom moves. I don't
okay.
know why. Moms love to throw a flip-flop. And she says OP broke her heart.
Aww. Aww.
Top comment, tolerated stales, ESH, blaming mom for your sister's issues and telling her that nobody would love her as a partner is way too much. She wants what's best for you and probably is a bit too strict seeing what happened to your sisters.
Yeah, why is mom the asshole?
Probably because she threw the flip-flop and called her a little bitch. I think I cut
oh,
that part
wait,
out.
I didn't hear that. I thought you just said she said that she broke her heart.
Yeah, then she threw a flip-flop, too.
Oh, like literally through a shoe. I thought you were doing some kind of like figurative thing of like she flipped the situation around. I get it now.
I'm very easy to understand, and I don't use weird words like situation or what are you talking
or
about?
Or Benny of the D. I was like, yeah, she flew a flip flop, of course, yeah.
Yeah, she threw a flip.
She just threw that whole situation around. No, okay. Oh, that's so funny. Okay, well, I guess I agree. AITA for being upset that my daughter wasn't fed properly by her babysitter.
Seems valid. I mean, what did that babysitter feed that baby? She's upset. We're mad at her for being upset. Well, of course, it's not the title literal. She probably did too much. She did too much. And did she even tell the babysitter? So then what am I to understand that the babysitter, is that your testimony sitting here today, Sarah, that the babysitter just randomly did this knowing full well the mother's instructions? I'm going YTA.
Oh, my God. What has happened to my reign of this fucking game? Okay, yeah, you're right. Except you got the details wrong, but it doesn't really matter. Babysitter is actually a misnomer because...
Oh, wow.
In fact, the husband or the OP and husband got the husband's sister to watch their baby, their kids for free. So she's not even getting paid. Which is bonkers. Wow. OP says, I got home early for my trip. She went on a cruise. So you're YTA for that. Just kidding. But OP says, I got home early and sister was asleep on the couch with my oldest next to her and the baby nowhere to be found. I freaked out because of this and I woke her up. She was very nonchalant, said the baby was in her room asleep. She was, but the baby monitor wasn't next to his sister. Then she says, the house was a mess, toys all over the living room. Trash was full. My daughter was also dressed very poorly and none of her clothes matched. And then I guess the next day she asks the older kid who's like 3 how it was. She said, what did you eat? And she said, microwave pancakes. And then OP called the sister and asked why the kid only ate microwave pancakes. And apparently she said she left instructions that said no microwave food. So now we're getting into fucking ridiculous town.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, now we're getting into ridiculous town. So now the sister needs to be a free maid, a free babysitter, and now a free chef. And basically the husband, the sister was pissed about this. OP called to confront her, said it isn't true. She called the husband at work to complain, and the husband confirmed that he even saw his sister cook for her. OP said, I said that didn't mean she wasn't only feeding her kid pancakes when he wasn't around. He's always on his sister's side, so I wouldn't be surprised if he lied for her. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, obviously, it was a whopping YTA. The top comment says, YTA, what do you mean I come home from a long vacation and have to clean my own house after not having to clean, cook, or do any regular chores? You mean my life was here waiting for me?
Completely absolutely baddie. I'd like some credit, though, because I said that it was unlikely that she would have written a note specifically that the babysitter would then disobey.
Allegedly, she said no microwave food, which also seems like a very toxic standard to
set. Who says that?
Literally. Like, oh, you can make oatmeal in the microwave. It's what I eat every day. I'm thinking about oatmeal. Maybe I'll have some later. No, actually, I want shrimp because of the last episode. But yeah, I mean, come on, no microwave food. What
rule? That's like the crunchiest thing.
Now it's just to make like every meal from scratch and you're not paying this woman. Like this is out of control.
Break, people. All right, Sarah, I'm pulling one out of the Sarah Levine book, I guess, The Verdict, which, by the way, you can purchase next year. It's published by HarperCollins. AITA.
I wish.
Because my mom fell.
What could this be?
Mm-hmm.
OP 17 and left their clothes on the floor. Mom slipped or mom is terrible.
I'll give you a clue. Yes. OP is 16.
Oh, let's go. Okay. Mm-hmm. My brain is like, OP didn't fucking clean their room or do something when they said they would. Mm. And mom fell now. Or is mom sort of MIL and just blaming OP for an innocent mistake?
Mm.
What's the title again?
AITA, because my mom fell.
Mm. My gosh. I'm either NTA or YTA. It just depends. Okay. AITA, because my mom fell. No, there's so much riding on this. I don't think you'd give me an easy NTA. YTA also feels easy, but most situations don't go that way. Or both people sharing the blame. I'm just going to go with NTA.
NTA is wrong. Mom likes to talk shit.
That's not where I saw this going.
You're not even ready for this. Talks shit, OP flicks her. And I was like, okay, that's not appropriate. But then come to learn, Mom was making fun of OP's weight. What kind of family is this?
This is fucked up.
Okay. He drops a flick as he is wont to do. She gets pissy. She then, and I didn't even understand this. I had to read it multiple times. She steps into OP. She steps into him like he's a fucking portal. Steps into him, I guess expecting him to back off. And he didn't. He just didn't move. So she fell backward. She's 46. He's 16. Top comment. What? Josie Joke writes, ESH, you're both trying to physically intimidate each other, and it's disgusting on both sides.
Yeah, what is this shit? I think more on the mom, though, because she's the parent.
Crazy.
Okay, well, here we go. AITA for going on vacation without my wife.
Oh, my God. I saw it. I think it was ESH. Why would you go on vacation without your wife? Maybe she double booked herself, or she did something without you to begin with, you know, but then she got mad because you went, and because that can happen too, right? Like maybe she was doing something shitty, you know, like her and her friends were going to fucking do a book club or something. And then you went to Barbados.
Hey, don't bring book clubs into this.
I am so sorry to the book club community. Cut to me at like a pedestal press conference.
Right. Anyway,
I'm going to go flashing. ESH. Memory says ESH.
Your memory has served you correct. Here's the thing. I don't even really agree with this, but basically, OP, wife, dad, we're all going to go on this vacation to the Gulf of Mexico. The wife was super into it. The time comes. Wife decides at the last minute she doesn't want to go. Wife says OP should still go. And so they did. And OP said, you know, she took a lot of pictures, or he took a lot of pictures, sent souvenirs to his wife. When they got home, the wife is giving him the cold shoulder. And also, OP had a friend stay with the wife so that she wouldn't feel alone when he was away. And basically, OP's like, what gives? The wife says, he was an asshole for going on this trip without her, making her stay home when she really wanted to go. So the top comment, well, actually, I'm confused because the top comment was, NTA, I'm confused here. Was she semi-testing you to see if you choose your dad's way? Oh, okay. So here's the edit. The reason that the wife decided not to go at the last minute is because she's terrified of long car trips where OP's not the driver. And that's because she was in a bad accident as a kid. And OP's dad refuses to let anyone drive for him. So this was a car trip. The dad was driving. The anxiety got the best of the wife, so she decided not to go. So the top comment, this was tagged ESH. DA, I'm confused. Was she semi-testing you to see if you choose your dad's way and her way? Or did the friend say something to upset her? Either way, you two need to have an honest, calm conversation.
Fair enough, people. Well, Sarah, you put up a valiant effort. And
thank you.
You know, I'm just honored that I even get to compete against you in the incredible. I feel like we're doing a much, you know, how the U.S. is like the World Series. And it's like literally, dog, it's just you guys playing.
Yeah, it's literally so like, just, well, there's the Toronto Blue Jays. So
I mean, one team from Canada, you know. But anyway, I win the World Series of Guess the Verdict, people. Okay.
There we go.
Always a blast. Guys, shouts to our new patrons, Mary Jane. I've been patronizing Mary Jane for a little bit, but not what I mean. Put that in your stand-up, Sarah. Shannon, Hannah, thank you so much for joining us on Patreon. Please rate, review, subscribe, share the podcast. You can share the podcast, and that would be great on Spotify. You can do that. And please join us on Patreon. We got a Discord. It's really popping off in there. I'm really loving the Discord. And over 100 bonus episodes. And yeah, in 2023, we're going to put a lot of the pod behind a paywall. So we're going to be putting all the episodes up in there. You get it. Anyway, we got one heck
of an episode. Things are happening.
Hell yes. One heck of an F for you today. Our second story, folks. AITA for telling my wife to sleep on the couch. Oh boy. But first, AITA for telling my wife she doesn't need to be with her sick friend at the hospital. So my wife has a friend from childhood named Anthony. I'm being honest here when I say that he and I don't get along. It's not like he's rude or disrespectful, but all I feel towards him is annoyance, sort of speak, because of how much my wife sees him.
I guess okay. I mean so to speak.
So you're mad at Anthony just for hanging out with your wife?
Existing. Yeah, I'm like already seems getting a picture. Interesting.
A little unfair. He lives alone and now suffers from a medical condition, cancer, that requires him to go.
Sorry?
I know. Isn't that a weird way to put it?
That's the most I've ever yelled. That was really loud. I probably just peaked.
But now suffering from a severe medical condition. Death. You know,
I was
like,
literally just thinking that, right?
It must go to the hospital regularly to receive treatment. I found that my wife promised him, found out, wife promised to go with him to his every chemo treatment. She said it's a commitment
that's
she
nice.
Made to be there for him during this rough time since he has no one else beside him.
Wow. Oh.
I had no issue at first, but then it started to affect me. One of the classic formulations.
Asshole. Okay.
I can't go see my friends because I have to stay with my son on X day. So my wife
could
be with...
Oh, wow. You have to parent. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. So my wife could be with Anthony. I've talked to her about it, but she said that Anthony needs company and that she's just being supported. And this is when he needs her the most. I let it go, but last week was the last straw. Anthony had another chemo session, and
my wife... Oh, my God, I'm so sorry that this man needs multiple life-saving treatments.
Yeah, ugh, it was vaguely inconvenienced. My wife wanted to go with him and asked me to stay home with her son. I told her I had a meet-up with my mom and sister to eat lunch and that I won't be home. She said she needed to go be with him, and I kind of flipped and said she doesn't need to be with him and could literally go see him at home the next day.
Wow.
She threw a fit, called me cruel for forcing her to leave Anthony by himself since she's all he has and that I was making her look bad. She also said my appointment with mom and sister wasn't as important as a chemo sesh, but I decided you really shouldn't chemo sesh. That's come on, Danny. What are you doing?
Danny.
But I decided to just leave to end the argument. She ended up staying at home, but kept ignoring me when I got back, calling me selfish for not letting her be there to support Anthony. Some of her girlfriends think I'm a controlling jerk with no consideration for Anthony and what he's going through AITA.
I mean, yeah, wow. God forbid you have to parent. He's like, oh, this is such a drag. My wife's friend is dying, so I can't hang out with my boys. Like, fuck this guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also, why can't you bring your son to hang out with your sister and mom? You're not like going to a strip club, like I assume. I guess it could be wrong, but
yeah, I mean, listen, we actually did this at happy hour yesterday, which by the way, any one of you could join us on Patreon, folks, but I will feebly attempt to defend this man. He's very difficult to defend. I think the only kind of charge I can land is that this felt like a little bit like a unilateral decision on her part to be like, I'm committing to going to every chemo session of my friend. And it didn't seem like that was really spelled out for OP. And, you know, a commitment like that, I think that needs partner clearance, you know, at least I would say clearance to commit to a weekly thing like that. That's going to impact both your schedules. I would say that needs to be cleared.
I guess I think I'm getting like major jealous vibes from OP. Like, I feel like if Anthony wasn't a male friend, I wonder if his response would be different. Like, that's kind of how I interpreted it.
Yeah, I mean, actually, I did find that part a little suspect, and I brought this up at the happy hour and kind of felt like an asshole. Sometimes I worry that everyone who listens to the pod hates me. So I was like, you know, really? He has nobody? I don't know. And they were like, yes, Danny, some people have nobody.
Some people have, yeah, like they don't have family. They have one friend. I mean, we got into hot water with that wedding thing. Like, some people don't have a ton of friends, so.
No, and I don't have a ton of friends either. I was really, you know, and people got mad. One of the negative reviews came at me. I 15 friends. I don't have 15 friends. That's ridiculous.
It's also like, do you have 15 friends who would drive you to the airport? No.
Absolutely. Then I don't know that I have a single
friend. Times that, like, by 10 for chemo because you got to wait. You know, you got to help them. I mean, I don't know how many friends on that level all of us have.
Yeah, I mean, full frankness, if I was in New York and you didn't have a boy and your family wasn't there and you weren't a triplet, I would go for your chemo you sessions. You
Thank
know, but
you.
The fact that you're a triplet, it's like, can we get one of the triplets there? I don't know. But
yeah, fly in the one from Colorado.
Well, look, I mean, he's there in spirit. Y'all can talk to each other in your brain, can't you? So anyway, but I realized, you know, when I, you know, my brother was in the city and when I had my appendix removed, which is an incredibly serious procedure, mm-hmm. and I have gone through tremendous hardship, and don't you ever forget that. But no, it's very scary. It's very scary to be at the hospital alone. And I was thinking about it. I was like, who in LA would I reach out to? You know, obviously I'm extremely famous and popular. It's like Keanu Reeves or, you know, Anthony Hopkins, just the worst list of actors from someone who's culturally illiterate, you know, or, you know, Lawrence Fishburne. Anyway, no, it's tough. It's tough. Like, I don't know. I don't know who the, right. I don't actually have an answer. I would probably say my friend Michael, but he's usually seems annoyed when I even call him to ask to hang out. So it's tough. And I get it. I get it. Yeah. That said, I think there is a pressure there, Sarah. You know, I mean, it can be, it has to be responsibly managed and communicated, I think, when, you know, speaking heteronormatively here, your spouse, significant other, has a relationship with, you know, the gender they're attracted to. Boom. I took the hetero out. You know, it's a factor. It needs to be discussed, communicated.
Yeah, I don't know. Yes, I think this guy is threatened. I don't think you need to discuss like every potential attraction, friendship. Do you know what I'm saying?
Imagine your boyfriend listens to every pod episode just because he's like, I want to know what went down.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I don't think you need to clear every single friendship, like especially long-term pre-existing ones. I think you should be able to trust your partner.
Well, not clear, but, you know, it's if it needs to be discussed, that's okay. Like, well, I just have a few questions. You know, I think that's.
Yeah, this guy doesn't give me I have a few questions vibes. He gives me like, no. You can't see him.
No, there's really no way to defend this guy besides what I just said, because he's, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, look, it's a dire situation. It's a friend. Even if there's like a not necessarily a mutual closeness, but like she's doing a good mm-hmm. thing. She's doing a good thing, damn it. And you're inconvenienced twice to miss lunch with your mom and sister? Give me a break.
Also, like, yeah, what are you doing, like, all day that you need to plan it at this time? Like,
yeah.
Like, come on. Give me a break.org indeed.
Top comment, Boronor writes, did you really type all that out without realizing YTA? Not only that, people, we actually dove in. We did the research. This is what a journalism degree gets you, people. We went into the comments. -6,000 upvotes.
So
he defended 6, himself.
6,000 downvotes?
6,000. Yes, you're right. You're right. I was trying to kind of spin it a little.
I liked it.
I don't know. Just negative, you know, negative vibes. No, somebody wrote, chemo might take several hours, so I understand son can't accompany, but why can't you bring him to lunch? And he says, like I said, my son can be really loud and fussy in public places. I asked mom if I could bring him
so
and maybe go
child.
To the park, but she refused. Also, did he say that?
YT's your mom.
Did he say that son can be loud and fussy? I feel like we're being gaslit.
That's a child. Like, fucking welcome. I hate this guy.
He did not say anywhere anything about son being fussy in a commotion. So we're also being gaslit. He did not say that in the post, in the original post.
Yeah, this guy sucks.
I think this is a no-brainer.
My kid is just not the vibes. Like, fuck you.
AITA for telling my wife that she doesn't need to be with her sick friend at the hospital. I think we agree wholeheartedly. OITNA.
Yeah, man.
Muy gente. Please. Oh, wait. I just said very people. How do you say it? Mi gente. There we go. My people.
I was like, don't ask me.
I fucked it up. It's so embarrassing how Cuban I am not. Please rate, review, subscribe, share the pod, and please join us on Patreon, guys. We'd really appreciate it. Support means a lot. We work a lot on the pod. Let me say this, Sarah. I just learned this. Some podcasts only do one bonus episode a month.
I know.
Wow.
We're really putting it out for you guys. We're laying it all on the line.
One a week we're doing, guys. And I think we take one vacation week a year. I really think. That's shout out to Sarah, because you guys know I'm crazy. Like, this is all that matters to me because I have problems that I haven't worked out yet. But Sarah is she is a trooper. Okay, people. So please do it for Sarah. Please. Oh my God. And without further ado, Sarah with the next sitch.
AITA for telling my wife to sleep on the couch. My wife complains she's hot at night, relatable, and tells me to stop turning off the AC. It's me. Oh, my gosh. I tell her to take the covers off of her so that she's not so hot, which she refuses. No matter how hot it is, she'll want to sleep with the covers on, including a comforter, because she likes the feeling of cloth touching her skin. Wow. Wow. This is so me. I feel seen.
So and you. This is so fucking human. We all sleep with a blanket. Who among us?
I feel so seen. Okay.
People sleep with blankets. That's a thing.
This is good to know. Okay. And she feels protected from whatever monster she's too big to be scared of. It's the demon. You can't leave your foot hanging off the bed. The demon's going to come grab it. Everybody knows this. Come on.
I'm in my burrito, and a demon does. Demons don't like burritos. They like tacos.
You're right. This is like the laws of physics.
You hear that, Hinge? You hear that?
Opie says, I told her we cannot keep running the AC at night, running up our bill when it's cooler outside, and that she needs to just take the covers off her. And she told me she likes the covers being on her, and she just wants the room to be cold. She called me cheap, saying I'm not helping her sleep comfortably.
Rather, I am judging her for wearing covers, even if it is 100 degrees.
I told her she's being delusional, and the simple solution is to remove the covers. She told me no. I told her to sleep on the couch then, since she'll be closer to the window unit AC, which will keep her cold, since it's in the living room. She kicked me out of our bedroom and told me to sleep on the couch for even proposing that as a solution to her. AITA.
Wow, I'm happy we have this feels lighthearted. I mean, first of all, let me say, I am cheap, and I don't run my living room AC. And it's because I'm cheap. It's not because I care about the environment. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'm not going to lie.
Whatever gets you there.
I don't keep it cold in there because it doesn't need to be cold because I'm in my room in front of my computer. My favorite place to be. Not really, but I have to tell myself that because I'm here a lot. So I don't think there's anything unusual about her desires. I mean, I'm personally line up with all of this. And
me too. Even though I know it's nonsensical, but like some people can sleep with just a top sheet. That bothers me a lot. Crazy. Okay, thank you. But some people are like, yeah, in the summer, like I'll just sleep with a top sheet. And I'm like, I have tried it. The closest I've come, which I've been doing now, is like I have a very comfortable duvet cover that I am now kind of using as my blanket because it's like there's enough weight. It's the weight. That's what it is. I need like the
weight.
You're
telling me your duvet cover doesn't even need a duvet. It's that heavy.
It's not that heavy, but it's like heavy enough.
Wow.
That I can fall asleep and not be bothered, but like also light so that I'm kind of cool without having to run my AC at like 65 degrees. But that's it. Like I need some kind of like a weight pressing down on me a little bit.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, it's not doable at all.
Absolutely. I mean, some of you may know my blanket policy. First of all, it doesn't matter how much I love you. You could be pregnant with my child. We are not sharing a blanket. I get my own blanket and you get your own blanket. I will cuddle you.
And quality. I like it.
Absolutely. Once it's sleep time, and I will, and I do give any woman or man that sleeps over, fuck it, why not? That's not true. I wouldn't give my friend the choice of blanket, but I will give a woman the choice of blanket. I have a wonderful, wonderful down comforter. It breathes well. Calm down. Excellent. It's not too hot in the summer, and it's very warm in the winter. And I have a blue blanket that I've had for many years. It's kind of an heirloom to me, and it's very soft, but it's still substantial enough. Anyway, I could talk
great
about blankets
options
for years. I could talk
great
about
setup
the fact
over
that,
at the Vega house.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Let's not even go into the fact that I haven't shared a blanket for possibly a decade now. I'm very single, but
living the life.
Fuck this guy. I don't know what even to say to him. Fuck you, bro. How cheap are
amazing
you? How much money are we really talking about? Also, why is the living room unit even on? Turn the living room unit off at night. Nobody's
in
there.
That's what I'm wondering. I'm like, how is this rinky-dink living room unit powering your entire house? There's no way. No wonder your wife is hot.
It's ridiculous.
Come on.
It's ridiculous. And let me say, I think if you are in a couple, look, I respect the OP. Apparently he's a hot sleeper, which to me, I think what happens if you're a hot sleeper, if you get abducted by aliens, they pick you up and you go in the spaceship and they go, oh, he's one of us. Put him back. Because you're a weirdo. Watch me get canceled for that. But no, it's like, dude, you put on more blankets to be warm then, right? Yeah. Like, give me a break. Come on. I feel like being cold to sleep is very normal. Very
normal. It's 100% normal. That's actually what they tell you. And if you're trying to improve your sleep hygiene, they're like, make your room cold and dark. I'm like, cool. I already like it that way. So we're on the same page.
It's the best. It's the best.
Top notch.
What else can we ding OP on? I mean, telling her.
Love sleeping in a cave. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, telling her to go sleep somewhere else and being so rigid and cheap about this. I mean, we're not really talking about, you know, how much money are we talking about here? What's the price? What price can you put on good sleep?
How cold does she want to run the apartment? That's where we can give him. Is she talking like it's got to be 62 degrees? Okay, that's unreasonable.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, that's unreasonable, but like if it's sleep, it's precious. I mean, if you don't sleep well, you know better than anyone, Sarah. It ruins your whole day. I mean, you got to respect people's sleep. And that's the thing, too. I don't feel like he's understanding how important this is, mocking her. We all know that blankets protect us from the darker realms. I mean,
come on.
That's like, these are obviously primal things, right? There's a reason we're making it like a cave. That's the original home. Yes. A lot of us are thinking about moving to a fucking really cave. Funny. It's the only place we can afford.
Facts.
Nonetheless, I can't even bring myself to defend a monster such as this. I mean, if they're in abject poverty and really can't afford the AC, I mean, even then I would say like, God, this is a basic human need. It's just as important as food to be well slept.
I guess I can go with him on like the logical aspect just because like the thing is he wasn't like, okay, why doesn't one of us sleep on the couch as like a solutions oriented move? He was like, well, fine, you can sleep on the couch as like a I'm punishing you move.
Yeah.
You know, but like I can understand his points of like it being expensive. And I know logically it doesn't make sense to still want to sleep with a heavy blanket when you're too hot, but like, I just can't help it. But I'm glad you're the same way.
I'm the same way. I think this is pretty common. Friendly writer writes, tell me OP has never spent time on the sub without telling OP has never spent time on the sub. A Twitter meme on Reddit? Is that even legal?
Oh my God. It's a crossover episode.
Wow, guys. YTA by GL Pippin was going to consider your side of the story until I saw you snip in another comment telling someone not to reproduce because they literally just said they had family members that can't sleep without blankets. WTF, dude.
Okay, what?
Oh, and the account was suspended, so we can't even see the comment history.
Damn.
Ugh, so annoying. OP had to go and get themselves banned. Nonetheless.
Give us the juice.
Right? I think it's a no-brainer, though, folks. And shout out to all our blanket sleepers out there and even the non-blanket sleepers. But I got to say, the cozy, you're my people. Let's keep it cozy, folks. AITA for telling my wife to sleep on the couch. I think we agree on this. It's a big, big YTA.
Yes.
Y'all.
Demons will get you.
Watch out for those demons. Please rate, review, subscribe, share the pod. We'd really appreciate it. Join on Patreon. We'd really appreciate it. Much love. DM me on Instagram if you have any issues. We love you. And let's wrap up on a listener submish.
Let's go. This is a spicy one.
TA for resenting my friend. Dear AITA pod, a few years ago, I was part of a 3-man improv team.
YTA. Okay.
Me, Lewis, and Nathaniel. Somewhere in the middle of our relationship, I started jogging regularly. I've always been an anxious person, and exercise has been a bit of a remedy for me.
Relatable.
Somewhere along the way, Lewis, and especially Nathaniel, would make fun of me for it. I never truly understood why, but they seemed to have a good laugh about it. One day, I decided to push myself and ran 13 miles. I was passing out on my couch after, and I sent them a text. 13 miles! Nathaniel used this as an opportunity to tell me, wow, you almost ran a half marathon. I was pissed because he was right. A true half marathon is 13.1 miles, and I stopped 0.1 mile short.
Okay.
He then went on to roast me on his social media. It was tough to tell if he was serious or not. Cut to a month later, so Nathaniel went through a breakup and then started running himself and posting about it.
My, how the turntables.
Right? It was relentless. Suddenly, running was part of his identity, the same exact activity he roasted me about relentlessly and with no self-awareness whatsoever. No, hey, you were right. Running is rad. Nothing. It was absurd. I was planning my revenge one day in March. I'd actually signed up for a half marathon, a legitimate race with a finish line and everything. It was super fun, by the way. After the race, I'm just about to send the group chat a picture of me and my medal when Dan, Nathaniel, sends us a screenshot that he had just run a half marathon.
No, I couldn't
fucking believe his shit. What are the odds? For the record, I destroyed his time. Like, it wasn't even close. But still, the gall, the ego, the unfairness of it all. So, yeah, what do you think? AITA for resenting my friend for running.
Okay, so was this you? Like,
this what? This, I didn't write this, but this is.
Oh, you didn't
me.
Write it? That's hilarious.
My friend Ronnie wrote it. Ronnie, you might also know him.
Classic
as,
Ronnie. Is he Lewis in this scenario?
I'm Lewis, I believe. I think he got
I
his,
thought you're Nathaniel.
Well, he said Nathaniel. Oh, yeah, no, I guess I'm Nathaniel. Yeah, I'm
He was
Nathaniel.
Like, Dan. Oh, I mean, Nathaniel. And then I was like, wait a second. This is about Danny, isn't it?
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then I
yeah,
kind of
yeah.
remembered your half marathon comment. Like, I remembered you telling me about it.
And I posted
So what's
yeah,
the
I've,
deal here?
Well, I think, if I may, you know, first of all, Ronnie is a great runner. And you also might know him as Dr. Jordan B. Peterson. He did absolutely skunk my time, and I own that.
Nice.
And
what was
Ronnie,
his time? What was your time? I want to know.
My time, I believe, was 2.5 hours.
That's good.
No, that's considered pretty bad for a half marathon.
Oh. Really? Okay.
2 hours is kind of like acceptable.
Okay, I whatever. Believe. Seems all right to me. I yeah. can't run for 2 hours.
Yeah, I mean, I did it once. Now I can't even run 2K. But anyway, yeah, I did roll. I think the key detail that, Ronnie, I can ding you for a slight picture painting here. I believe you said, I just ran a half marathon, and then I called you out and said, actually, you didn't.
Okay.
Which,
come on.
You know, I owned it. It wasn't. We roast each other, you know, we're boys, and it wasn't an improv team. It was a podcast. So,
so double YTA,
double YTA.
so funny.
But yeah, I mean, I guess I could say that, you know, you shouldn't do what I did. It was a bit, but Ronnie had done an impressive thing. Running a half marathon is an impressive thing. It's a healthy thing. And I shouldn't have,
did you like immediately say, just kidding, man, congrats.
Oh, yeah, I think I did say just kidding, but I did immediately respond with a roast, which is pretty brutal.
That's so funny. Do you think he's serious or this is also a bit?
I think it's a bit. I mean, you know, we spoke recently. He almost got into a fight at a show.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was pretty funny, actually.
Because he told the audience he ran a half marathon when he only...
That's from Gaslock. Hell no. No, he was doing a show in like some town in the middle of nowhere, and he went up to a table and they were being very loud. He was headlining, and he was like, "Hey, can you guys just keep it down?" And this guy got in his face and just said, "Don't ever come up to me like that again, ever." And he was like, "Okay." And like, I guess it was really small town vibes. So like everyone in the room kind of knew that that happened. So then he had to like joke about it in his set and stuff like that, which I told him, I was like, that's really impressive. Like you almost got fought and then you turned around and still had a great set.
Wow. That's why he's the headliner, folks.
Right. And we were also talking about like, he said he felt his balls shrink. And I think there's like crazy primal shit going on, you know, when someone
That's
like that shuts you
hilarious.
Down, you know, oh like God. you really do, like literally, but also you obviously you feel it emotionally, but I think it's physiological, you know, you got put in your place.
That's wild. You wow. know?
So
wow.
Ronnie,
so
whatever.
Let's talk about your transgressions. Just kidding.
No, sure.
I don't know. Should we play this as a real sitch?
Yeah, like, go for it.
I can understand. I think this is a lot of passive aggression going on, but I could understand. What's his name? What's his fake person's name?
He didn't give himself a fake name.
All right. Donnie.
That's funny.
I can understand his saltiness for sure. But it also seems like all of this was just internalized. So how are you supposed to know that he really feels some type of way?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I didn't really know, Ronnie, that like the comments about, you know, the running in general were affecting you. I mean, we all kind of roast runners because they're easy to hate.
Yeah, because they're better than us and we feel insecure.
Yeah. That's it's a very public form of exercise. You know, if you go to the gym, yes, Nobody sees that unless they're at the gym themselves. So running is kind of like, look at me, I'm trotting.
So true. Especially if you're like, look at me, I'm shirtless. It's 42 degrees. I'm Danny.
Hell yeah. You see, that's one thing you don't get in LA. That's a special day when it snows out, but the sun's there and the paths have cleared at McGarren Park and you can take a run in the nice, brisk air and and you're really sad because you got dumped.
Living the life. Oh,
those were days, people. Hey, they're better now. Better to be single and lonely than in a really good relationship. Horse tears, they're back. No, I mean, so what are we saying?
I like that we've rebranded Crocodile Tears.
Yeah. Horses are fake as fuck. Yeah, I don't know. I think if your friend does something impressive, you might want to just let him have it. I think that's a fair takeaway. I didn't need to roast at that exact moment. I could have waited an hour at least. You know, I mean, that's the thing, too. Like, Sarah, you and I don't have a roasty vibe. We hate ourselves together, but we don't hate on each other. We're not really roasters.
I love that. No,
women aren't roasters as much. I think I can venture out and say that. Are you with me there?
I don't like to roast. I don't really like to be roasted. I don't think I'm really a roaster.
Generally, though, would you say, you know, do your friends roast each other? Is there any roasting going on?
Yeah. I have friend groups where they do it, and I'm always like, Homer Simpson fading into the bushes meme. I don't love a roast. I mean, I'll do a roast, but, you know.
So you're not with me on this. Guys roast. Gals roast, too, you're saying.
Yes. The women, they roast.
Okay. But you're not a roaster. Well, I hear
you.
I
don't think so. You know, I'm like a riffer. I like to riff.
You like to riff.
Yes.
Love it. AITA for resenting my friend. Well, geez, Ronnie, I hope you still don't resent me over this. So here's a public apology. I'm sorry. It was inappropriate. And I'm proud of you, brother, because you ran your half marathon and now you're headlining as a comedian and, you know, you're crushing it, bro.
Killing it. Good job.
I had a thought of a roast and I deleted it. I did not say it.
Progress.
And I'm still not saying it. AITA for presenting my friend, Sarah. Give us the verdict.
No assholes here?
Time
slight
served.
NTA?
Sure. Yeah. Sure. NTA, I'm the asshole. Time served. You know, maybe, yeah. Ronnie, you let me know. You let me know.
I think
know.
We're all good here.
All right, folks. Well, that is the show. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we will see you next Monday morning. Bye.
Bye.